For a night and a day and a night they flew, under star and sun, through clear and cloud. The mountains and volcanoes passed behind, and the clear plains and fields of western Uthwan spread beneath them. To the west glittered the ocean, to the east sparkled the inner seas, and between rose the ring of mountains that gird the central lands of the isle. Snow covered their summits, and through the mists that blanketed the peaks they flew. Anarion felt no chill, though ice crackled upon his armor. His fury warmed him from within. Cold sorrow turned to ashes by the fire of his vengeful desires. Across the mountains they soared for day after day, until to the east the clouds broke, and Anarion looked down upon the ruins of Avalon. The foothills of the mountains were still swathed with forest, but the trees were sickly, leaves fallen to the ground in rotted heaps, their branches and trunks twisted and contorted by the passage of the demons. The stench of death hung about that lifeless realm, and all seemed lost. Yet there remained the heart of the wild woods, the Gain Vale, surrounded by the inner sea, save for a sliver of land that joined it to the rest of Uthwan. Here there still grew the lush woods, green canopy stretching from shore to shore. The sight of life in the dead did not stir Anarion's heart to anything save to punish those that had wrought such destruction. Astariel, his wife, the life of the Avalon Forest, was dead. So too was Vrain, their daughter, the future Everqueen. So had ended the long line of the elves' rulers from the birth of their kind. In peace and harmony had the strength of the Everqueen been found, and that strength had faltered. Anarion knew that where peace failed, war would prevail. Sickened by what he saw, he bid Indrognir to turn westwards and put the mountains between them, and turned his back on the dismal sight of Avalon desecrated. Weary with grief, Anarion flew on. That night, a strange flame burned in the air, of green and purple and pink and silver. Birds with wings of fire circled about the Phoenix King, their voices a chorus of screeches and mournful cawing. The flock of firebirds surrounded Indrognir, their harsh cries surrounding the Phoenix King, deafening and incessant.
Be gone!
Amongst the cacophony, Anarion discerned a voice, wrought from a thousand avian throats. The words were carried on the wind itself, swirling around him as the flock swooped and soared.
Turn back. We are all seeing, and you fly to your doom.
Be gone. I know you for what you are. Demons given the form of birds, sent to dissuade me from my quest.
You guess aright, but judge us wrong. Not elf, nor demon, nor god wishes you to draw that which you seek. No mortal hand can wield this weapon, for it was made for Cain's grip, and Cain alone controls it. No bloodshed can slake its hunger, no war can quench its thirst. When every demon is destroyed, and even the gods themselves have fallen to your rage, what then for you? You shall be Kinslayer, the doom of your own people, for in them you will see weakness and cowardice, and you will strike them down without thought.
Never! My bloodlust is for demon and chaos god alone, and no force in this world or the heavens would raise my hand against another elf. Begone with your lies!
Heed our warning. Turn back!
The flock called. But Anarion urged Indrognir on, and the two burst into the starry sky while the flock fell to smoke behind them. Dawn broke in full glory, the sun banishing winter chill, casting golden rays upon the land of the elves. Anarion looked to the east, and for a moment his heart was stirred by the beauty of the sunrise. But gladness could take no hold, for he knew that such sights would be forever banished if the demons were spared. As the sun's light reflected from his armor, Anarion could see lithe figures dancing in the glare. Insubstantial, like distant reflections, they leapt and twirled about the king and his dragon, shimmering with the dawn haze.
Be gone!
His command was greeted by lilting laughter that poured into his mind like a gentle waterfall.
So harsh, so stern. Why so grim, King of the Elves? For one who seeks to end all wars, your mood is sour. Exalt your noble quest, and rejoice in the pleasure that will come from destroying your foes.
Save your guile for one that is not deaf and blind to your charms. Your kind will fall with the others.
And even as you strike us down and relish your victories, you will become forever ours. The joy of slaying is still joy, and in that you will be trapped. Your life no more than one moment of rapturous slaughter after the other.
Never! There is no joy left in me. Not in head, nor heart, nor any other part. I shall, with a frown upon my brow, take no pleasure from it. As the beekeeper drives wasps from the hives, or the tree herd disposes of the mites in his charge's bark. Your slaying is an unwanted evil that I bear, and I will do it without happiness.
Heed our warning. Turn back.
The sun demons called out to him. But Anarion urged Indraugnir on, and the two banked into the shadows of the mountains to leave behind the light of the sun.